New Mexico State Senator Howie Morales taught special ed and has a doctorate in education. He's concerned about how the public education department evaluates schools and teachers. He notes the amount of funding a school receives is linked to the A through F school grade, and a teacher's promotion or termination may be based in part on their evaluation. Morales says the school ratings and teacher evaluations aren't always accurate.
We have truly highly effective educators who are coming out as minimally effective, or you have schools who are higher proficiency that may have a D or F.
Morales says the volatility in school grades and teacher evaluations is due to the public education department's emphasis on standardized testing.
There's too much that goes on in that classroom that's not being effectively measured when you're putting so much emphasis on the standardized test.
According to the research group, the RAND Corporation, the so-called value-added model being used by New Mexico is not an absolute indicator of effectiveness. RAND says the model should be used in conjunction with other measures like teacher peer reviews, school environment, and student in-class work. But New Mexico Public Education Department Secretary-designate Hannah Scanderas says the state's teacher evaluation system had to be changed. The old system didn't reveal where development and improvements were needed.
We first have to ask, what did we have before? Subjective, and didn't tell us any information on how to become better educators and how to better serve our kids.
But Morales says the new system just gives schools a letter grade and teachers a rating. And schools and teachers don't get to see test results, so they can address gaps in the curriculum, address areas of student weakness, and approach different teaching methods.
So it doesn't give any pathway to showing improvement, or how that educator can take those numbers and really improve their performance.
But even if the system provided more information, Morales says he isn't sure if the feedback would be useful or even reliable. He has studied use of the value-added model in New Mexico and in other states. He says the level of volatility and inconsistency of scores is bigger than the overemphasis on standardized test scores. So Morales took the scores and the model to a group of mathematicians and scientists in Los Alamos for analysis.
I went to experts, people who understand numbers, people who understand the statistical models, and asked them if this could be replicated, meaning that can we reproduce, can every school, once they get their school grade or their teacher evaluation, can we actually go through and figure out how that was developed? And the answer back then in 2012 was no.
Morales says while the public education department is leading a campaign to make teachers, schools, and administrators more accountable for student achievement, they are refusing to be transparent and accountable as a department.
Not having all that data to see how they can determine how those grades are done or that evaluation is calculated really leads itself to a lot of skepticism, saying that, is this being manipulated? Is there ways that you can tinker with the value-added model that can produce certain results for certain agendas?
Morales says by gaming the formula, adding in new variables as they see fit, the public education department can generate the results and statistics to show how well the administration is doing, justify the need for certain policies, and keep schools and administrators in check. Morales says he confronted Hannah Scandera about the addition of new variables in school grading measurements last year. He says it was done to generate grading and results that would provide a statistical backing for social promotion policies of that year.
She admitted to doing so without telling the school districts by adding a 10th grade component in a variable within the formula.
Morales says he is proposing a moratorium on the use of value-added models until they can be distinguished as the best way to evaluate schools and teachers. For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.